USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As the death toll of Americans in Hamas' murderous rampage rises to 30, President Biden says the reoccupation of Gaza by Israel would be a big mistake. Biden said he believes Hamas needs to be eliminated entirely, but that there's a need for a Palestinian Authority. Biden is considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit after an invitation was made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. After being rushed to a bomb shelter in Tel Aviv, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's learned what Israelis have to go through. His delegation went to Israel over the weekend. The delegation included Schumer, Senators Bill Cassidy, Jackie Rosen, Mark Kelly, and Mitt Romney. They're in Israel meeting with government leaders and local families. He reiterated that the United States needs to provide Israel with the support required to defend itself. Ford is announcing layoffs at six more plants as early as today. The automaker says the new layoffs will affect more than 500 employees at major plants in Ohio and Michigan. Ford says the layoffs are directly related to the ongoing United Auto Workers strike. Earlier this week, more than 8,000 workers walked off the job at the Ford plant in Louisville, Kentucky. The strike has been ongoing since September 15th. Massachusetts investigators are searching for three Rhode Island men in connection with the death of a New England Patriots fan. Police say Dale Mooney died after a fight at Gillette Stadium during Week 2 game against Miami. Officials announced this past week that investigators had applied for criminal complaints alleging assault and battery and disorderly conduct against the three Rhode Island men from the incident on September 17th. If your name is Eddie, Elaine, or Trey, congratulations. Today is your day. Thanks for listening, my friend, as we get this Monday underway. USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Democrats' two-term hold on the governorship of Louisiana will come to an end after Republican State Attorney General Jeff Landry won the seat Saturday by capturing a majority in an all-party primary. Landry had more than 51% of the vote. The victory precedes two more red state governor elections this fall. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky is seeking a second term on November 7th, and Republican Governor Tate Reeves is doing the same in Mississippi. Taylor Swift may be the savior for the movie theater industry.
Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour film grossed a whopping $39 million on Friday, October 13th, placing it alongside other blockbusters like Spider-Man No Way Home at $39.2 million and Joker at $39.4 million. The concert movie has a chance at becoming the biggest October opening of all in North America if it surpasses Joker, according to Comscore. By the end of the weekend, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour will likely become the top-grossing contemporary music concert film of all time, potentially passing Justin Bieber's Never Say Never movie, released in 2011. I'm Skip Kelly.
Three people were injured Saturday night after a shooting at the Texas State Fair. The incident prompted a mass evacuation where the fair can draw crowds of over 100,000 or more. A suspect who fled from the scene was later apprehended by police and taken into custody. Conditions for the injured are unknown. The fair reopened at 2 p.m. yesterday and is expected to run through next weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.